The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
How dare you, little jabroni, come on to the Rock Show. Come on to the People's Show. Come on to the Premier Show, SmackDown, and run your mouth about how you're the WWE Champion and run your mouth about how you're the game. Well, The Rock says, if you are the game, then quite frankly, you need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks! The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says.
In 3, 2, 1. Hello, and welcome to SmackDown Matters. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente. And I'm joined by my co-host, Miss Jade to the Max. How are you, Jade?
I'm fantastic. Hey, friends. Happy NFL Sunday.
Yes, it is week one. All the prosperity and hopes and dreams are still high. Nobody's lost a game yet. So everybody's, except for the Houston Texans. So everybody still thinks they're going to go to the Super Bowl. Jade is a Chicago Bears fan, but everybody who listens to this show should know that by now, so don't be on the timeline this season talking reckless about the Bears, even though she may not agree with everything you say. She's still going to stick up for her team.
Listen, it's like that, you know, I could talk about my family, but you can't. It's one of those.
And everybody knows that I'm a fan of the Washington football team, so there's a lot of change going on around that organization, so we'll see what happens. I'm like you in the pre-show, I don't have the highest of expectations, so anything positive will be, you know, a real big plus for me. But good luck to
everybody. I'll just be happy if we get through this game without an interception, and that's where my expectation is today. So even though it's the Lions, but
good luck to all the football fans out there and fantasy football owners as well. Hopefully there's lots of touchdowns and no injuries.
Yes.
In week one. So we're here to talk about SmackDown Matters. WWE presented this week on Friday night. So we'll start with a recap of what Roman and Heyman had to say from last week. Then our Universal Champion, Roman Reigns, comes out. He stands at the top of the ramp, pauses there. He holds up the title. There's pyro all around. Heyman brings up last week that our tribal chief said to tell us everything. And on that same night, his family stepped up. Jay emerged as the sole beneficiary, dethroned the king, braved the bro, and solved the riddle. Heyman introduces Jay, and out he comes. Jay says Heyman goes way back with his family. He wants to thank Paul because now he gets to compete against his blood and champ. Heyman interrupts. He says he doesn't owe any thanks. The appreciation goes to Roman. This was his idea. Heyman just implemented and executed a command from his boss, from his tribal chief. Roman tells Jay he's earned this. Nobody gave it to him. He earned it, and he's about to take a huge payday home. This is his moment, Jay's moment. But Roman tells him not to look at the title. Look at him. Because he says at Clash, he's going to whip Jay's ass. He says the Universal title must stay on his shoulders for their family to stay on top. Just like when they were kids, Roman is going to whoop his ass. And after that, they can be family again.
Dang, he want all the smoke.
Corbin is here. He's saying this was all a setup all along. Roman, you pulled a few strings to get a handpicked opponent for his first defense. He says that guy just happens to be Roman's cousin. Nepotism at its finest. There's nothing.
Why is Corbin here?
Because he's good on the mic.
He's so boring.
He says there is nothing that he despises more than watching someone walk around and abuse their power. So out comes Sheamus. He agrees with King Corbin. He says this situation stinks. Last week, Big E took an unfortunate spill, which should have caused a triple threat. But strings were pulled and Jay was in the match. And how can anyone prepare for that on short notice? Jay tries to interrupt, but Sheamus says the grown-ups are talking. Jay challenges Corbin and Sheamus to a tag team match. They try to attack Jay, who makes short work of them and stares down his cousin as he watches Roman leave. Yeah,
tensions are on the rise.
They were showing old pictures of when they were like teenagers and real little kids and stuff. So, you know, you got to see like Roman Reigns when he was like 17, like he was like 11, 12.
Aww. Oh, family trip down memory lane
Yeah, they had
before
some.
they go get to scrapping.
Sammy is upset backstage. He's yelling at the production crew. He's asking, "How is this even okay?" Pointing to the Jeff versus AJ pick on the screen as they are up next for the Intercontinental title. As the title match is announced, Sammy comes out. "How dare all of us? This match is not for the IC title because he is the champion. How many times does he have to say it? He won it on March 8th, then he defended it against Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania. He is the real champ." He takes a few months off, and WWE decides to create a new champion. He's back.
Yes.
Now, he says if Jeff and AJ want to beat each other up, fine. This is an exhibition match.
If you're a hater,
out comes.
Please get it. He should just do what MVP did and go get a replica of his Intercontinental Championship so he could walk around saying he's a true champ. At least they have a belt.
He does have a belt. He has a. Him and Jeff Hardy both have belts.
But Jeff is the true champ.
Not
Well,
according
not
to Sami
according to
Zayn.
Sami Zayn. Okay. He's pulling an MVP. Maybe he should join the Hurt Business team.
A big up to Cedric Alexander. Good career move there, my young man.
Yes. Yes. Now we'll get to see more said on TV.
So out comes Adam Pearce. Adam Pearce is here to get Sammy out of here. He walks Sammy to the back. AJ attacks Jeff Hardy from behind. The ref breaks them apart and rings the bell. So we have AJ Styles versus Jeff Hardy for a version of the Intercontinental Championship. AJ grabs Jeff's leg, drops some elbows on it. Jeff goes to the corner. He goes to swing a kick, but AJ dodges. AJ goes to the apron. AJ sets up for the phenomenal forearm, and Sammy is there to pull him off the apron. Sammy sends AJ into the steps. He enters the ring, and he hits a hell of a Lou kick to Jeff Hardy, and then he leaves the ring.
Please get this man an Intercontinental Championship match. Please.
Backstage, Jay is sitting on the upper portion of a couch. Jay is, strategizing what him and Roman are going to do against Sheamus and Corbin, while Roman's just sitting there looking annoyed.
I love heel Roman, man. I'm glad they finally let the dog loose, because listen, some talent is just better off heel. Like Seth Rollins, better at heel. Charlotte. I like heel Usos. Who else? Oh, and Roman.
Definitely. Jeff makes his way up the ramp after the match, tumbles over and rolls off the stage onto some lights. We're backstage with the new interview girl. She says Jeff never lost consciousness. He just suffered from dehydration. AJ runs in.
He was drinking. Just, you're dehydrated when you drink.
AJ runs in to say that we need to call this what it is. He says this all has to stop. AJ says Jeff cheated to get the title and Sammy disappeared. He says, who is the real IC champ? AJ says this is determination. AJ can beat Sammy and he could beat Jeff. He doesn't care when, where, how, and what kind of match. He will prove once for all that AJ is the true and only IC champion.
It's the house that he built. So, I mean,
you mean
he said what he said.
You mean pays rent in?
Well, yeah.
He's just a
tenant. Because
tenant.
Didi, he is just a tenant. Didi is the landlord and property owner.
Exactly.
You're right.
Exactly. Michael Cole reminds us of the brand-to-brand invitation that exists once per quarter and brings up Cesaro challenging the Street Profits. So backstage, Cesaro and Shinsuke are talking about some things. Then in come the Street Profits. Shinsuke and Cesaro wonder what they're doing in here. The Raw champs say they wanted to check out the Champions Lounge. Cesaro tells them that they have a match up next and they need to go. The Street Profits promise they ain't going to break nothing. So backstage, Jeff is being checked on by the doctor. We're inside of the doctor's office now. Sammy comes in asking if the doc is sure it's fluids that Jeff needs and prepared, and perhaps not something more. So the two men begin to brawl inside the trainer's room. Kalisto and Grand Metal Leak, Lucha House Party versus Cesaro and Shinsuke Nakamura. On the screen, the Street Profits are throwing a party in the back. Drew is the champagne tender. Gable has his own bottle of champagne. They popping bottles and confetti. It's just a big old party back there. They say that since Cesaro and Shinsuke are throwing down in the ring, they'll throw down backstage. That allows Kalisto to roll up Cesaro and get the 1, 2, 3.
Smart.
We see Bayley walking backstage with a chair. Backstage, the Lucha House Party goes to partake in the partying with the Street Profits. Bayley is here. She comes out and hosts the chair she used to destroy Sasha Banks with last week. Bayley takes a seat in the middle of the ring. She's got the mic. We get a video package of the two women power trip and all their recent losses. Bayley is bummed. She is showered by booze. She says, after all of that, everyone is asking how Sasha is. Is she feeling any better? When is she coming back? No one is asking how she feels, though. Do you think she enjoyed that? That it felt good? To destroy her best friend? Well, ding dong, hello. Yes, it did. She said she loved every single second of it. Now she's out here for answers. Cole wants to know why, but she says she only has questions. She says Sasha is watching. She is sure of it. Do you think she is some sort of idiot? That Bayley is so naive that she was unaware of what Sasha was thinking all along? She says who knows Sasha better than Bayley? She was waiting for the right time to strike. She first brought Bayley in as her tag team partner. When Bayley won the title on Raw, Sasha was right there. Sasha followed her to SmackDown, and when she saw Bayley at the top, she needed to become two belts Banks. Sasha pretended to be her best friend, but she was only using Bayley. How does she know this? Bayley stands up and says, because she was using Sasha too. She didn't care about Sasha and only used her to get where she is now. She says thanks to Sasha Banks, she has all of these accolades and she is now the longest reigning SmackDown Women's Champion. After last week, Sasha is completely useless to Bayley and Bayley drops the mic.
Boom.
It was pretty
strong.
I'm
just here for ad libs.
She had like a little flub there in the middle, but this was a really good promo.
But she recovered.
Always. Always.
See, heel Bayley, also the best. See, that's five. That's five superstars that are better at being heel. They're calling.
Good promo by Bayley. Gave you know, a lot of good reasons why she was doing what she did and why Sasha. It was a nice flip because I think everybody expected Sasha to be the one doing the turning.
Yeah, dude, Sasha just got back in like what, January?
Yeah, it's been a little bit longer than that.
Oh, okay.
It's been a little bit
longer. Oh, you're right, because she came back right after Natty's dad passed away. Right. And that was late last year.
Right. I think. Yeah, she was terrorizing Natty.
That's right.
The Fatal Four.
Natty.
Yeah, she's stuck with Lana.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Like, oh, God. Continue.
Fatal Four Way is coming up next. Nikki Cross makes her entrance as Bayley is headed backstage. Nikki is all smiles as she walks down past Bayley. As Nikki gets closer to the ring, Bayley doubles back and smacks her across the back with the steel chair. So the match is Nikki Cross versus Alexa Bliss versus Tamina versus Lacey Evans. And the winner gets to challenge Bayley at Clash of Champions. Nikki flies off the apron with a crossbody to Tamina and Lacey. Alexa grabs Nikki. She hits Sister Abigail on Nikki. Come back from commercial to find out Alexa walking in a trance-like state has left the match. There's a super kick to Lacey by Tamina, Samoan drop attempt, but women's right by Lacey as she gets out of the Samoan drop. Nikki misses a right hand of her own, then Nikki hits a headbutt, she lifts up Lacey, and she gets the neck breaker off the ropes and covers for a one count. Lacey rolls out of the ring, Tamina grabs Nikki, Tamina tries for a super kick. It misses. Nikki rolls up Tamina to get the 1, 2, 3. And Nikki Cross is going to face Bayley at Clash of Champions. The Alexa Bliss stuff was probably the most interesting thing that came out of it.
We really don't need to see Nikki Cross and Bayley again.
This is true. But I guess Tamina would have been another rematch as well. I mean, Lacey Evans probably would have been the freshest match that we hadn't seen in a while. But I guess
Naomi.
Well, not to lose, be the one to win.
You're right. I know the roster's a little thin right now, but
I'd much rather them protect Naomi in that type of way. Like, if she's not going to win the title, then don't put her in the match with Bayley or the feud with Bayley until that's going to be the outcome.
Yeah, I guess you make a compelling argument there.
Because then everybody's just going to be mad and be like, oh, they gave her the title shot only for her to get, you know, destroyed by Hill Bailey. That wasn't cool.
What about Binky versus Bailey? I know they're on two different shows, but
the draft is coming up soon.
The roster's thin right now, so they, how you going to have a draft when 50% of your talent is out?
We're working with what we got.
See, Vince don't do nothing that makes sense, but I guess he's trying amidst the pandemic.
Yes, yes. The draft is approaching soon, though, so things will be changing around. Maybe Naomi and Binky get on the same brand, and then they become the women's tag team champions.
Listen, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Because who are the women's champions now? Oh, to the other one, Nia and Shayna. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Maybe they could do, that wouldn't do Shayna any justice. Do her, like, pair her up with R-Truth like they did Carmella, but that's not fair to Shayna. But they're funny. They're like the odd couple.
Yeah, speaking of Carmella, we think that she's going to be getting a new makeover because we got another video package. This time we got to see a little bit more. The young lady has blonde hair showing off a bulk of her body, but not her face. So a lot of people think that it's not going to be Vanessa Bourne. It's not going to be Chelsea Green. That it's going to be Carmella with a new gimmick.
What if it's the other one, Dana Brooke, the one that looked like the Muppet?
Nah, she wasn't muscular enough to be Dana Brooke. She was kind of skinny. Oh, okay. Yeah.
What if it's, what's the name coming back?
Who?
Emma.
No, I don't think Emma's coming back to WWE. No.
All right, it was worth a shot.
And it definitely wasn't Mandy Rose, because Mandy Rose was much bulkier than this young lady was. So I think it's Carmella.
Cool. Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
That's right. John Morrison versus Otis. Miz hops away from the commentary booth to cause a distraction, and Otis misses a splash in the corner. Miz grabs the lunchbox.
Behind on my distraction, finish his drink.
Miz grabs the lunchbox, which apparently contains the contract, and runs away with it. We get a splash in the corner by Otis, followed by the Caterpillar. Otis goes up to the top. He hits a Vader bomb and gets the cover for the 1-2-3.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah,
okay. Otis, who is he going to cash in on? I just don't see Otis as WWE champion.
Exactly.
So they just going to wear this thing out. He might. Because he has a year, right?
Right.
When is the year? Like,
I think it's in May.
Okay. So what he going, they just going to wear this out until next May?
It doesn't look like they're trying to do much with it right now. I don't know.
Can you see Otis as champion?
Not really, but it would be fun.
It would be fun, wouldn't it? For like a month.
I guess that's the reason why they're doing this thing with the lunchbox and the briefcase. They may be trying to figure out a way to get it onto somebody that they may feel like people could maybe see as a champion.
Yeah. I mean, Otis is sweet and cute and he's got a nice personality. But yeah. But the lunchbox, I feel like I need one of those.
That's how we got Mandy Rose. All of those qualities.
See? And he was persistent.
Michael Cole wants to talk about Big E. We get a video package of what he's been going on with him during his singles run. So basically all the calamity with Sheamus that's been taking place. Firefly Funhouse is next.
Yay!
And Bray brings up that something is missing from the funhouse, but it's okay. Everyone experiences losses, but experiencing it defines the person you've become. He says, in this box is the newest member of the Firefly Funhouse, a very special friend and inspiration to all of his Fireflies. He introduces Pasquale, the persevering parrot. He asks him to fly out and say something inspirational, but no bird comes out. Bray asks again. He goes over to the box and Let me get up the technical difficulties. Please stand by. Graphic. But we come back. Ramblin' Rabbit says, he flew the coop, dude. Bray didn't poke any holes in the box, so apparently he has killed Pasquale, the persevering
Oh, man.
Mercy the Buzzard wants to eat it. Oh, well, says Bray. Then here comes the Vince McMahon puppet to shake his head. What the Mahome is going on around here? He's lost the title, he's killed the parrot, and he's lost his trust. You can't handle the responsibility of the Firefly Funhouse on his own. This is non-negotiable. Bray better cooperate or he's... Bray asks what he has in mind. Vince introduces the new special advisor to the Firefly Funhouse. It's a walrus. It's dressed like Paul Heyman, and his name is Wobbly Walrus. Bray watches as Wobbly Walrus and Vince stare each other down. The Vince puppet says, this is such good shit. And then that's how it ends.
The Firefly Funhouse is like the best thing since, I don't know, since Bray came back.
He definitely understands how to manipulate the situations to reflect what's going on in the current environment of WWE.
The E.
Yeah. So he's like, the Firefly Funhouse can't handle it, so he needs a special advisor, so he has his own version of Paul Heyman now.
Did he have on a new sweater this week? I can't remember.
No, he had on the red again.
The red one. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Main event time, Baron Corbin and Sheamus versus Roman Reigns and Jey Uso.
Sheamus going right after Jey Uso and Corbin as well. And now Jey Uso.
Oh, my goodness. Jey flattened by Sheamus.
Plowed over by a shoulder tackle. And now Jey Uso driven ribs first into the barricade.
It's been a whirlwind couple of weeks for Jey Uso. No doubt about that. Thrust into a position he probably never even expected.
Not at all. The number one contender for Roman Reigns Universal Championship. The bell rings and we are underway. King Corbin now sending a Uso into the corner. Oh, and a... Corbin missed wildly as Jey Uso bounced out of harm's way.
Very curious how the chemistry between Corbin and Sheamus will affect this matchup. It was just a matter of weeks ago. These two were at odds, throwing hands in each other's direction.
Now Jey Uso looking to put Corbin away and a kick out by King Corbin.
Uso with a kick right to the midsection.
And again, this match is underway, and it's not supposed to be a two-on-one handicap matchup. Uso's partner is the Universal Champion, Roman Reigns.
Whoa.
Oh, and King Corbin with a deep six to Uso. Good Corbin night. Covered to put him away, and a kick out by Jey.
No! You know what you call this? The end.
Oh, wait a minute. And just in time, perhaps.
That's not what I had in mind. I was talking about the pro kick, not the big dog.
There is the big dog, the Universal Champion, Roman Reigns. Sheamus went for the pro kick. Jey Uso taking advantage of the distraction. The enziguri caught Sheamus. And now Uso backs things up. And Jey Uso gonna fly. King Corbin set right over the announce table and right into Graves' lap. And now Jey Uso going up to the top rope. Uso caught by Sheamus. Lands on his feet. Super kick up underneath the chin of Sheamus. And now Jey Uso gonna go up to the top rope. Tag made. Tag made by Reigns. Splashed by Uso, but Jey's not legal. Jey Uso doesn't realize that his cousin Roman Reigns made a tag. And Roman Reigns now perched in the corner, stalking Sheamus. Spear by the Universal Champion. Cover. Roman shows up and wins.
Here are your winners, Jey Uso and Roman Reigns.
And once again, the big dog shirt reads like prophecy.
Heel Roman, the ultimate opportunist.
He just shows
doing
up.
Light work, but getting all the glory.
That's right. His shirt tells you, show up and
wreck
win.
Wreck everyone and leave. Yeah. Well, show up and win. Yeah.
That too. Wreck everyone and leave. That works too.
I like that shirt.
Yeah.
I think everybody in the WrestleCast should get that shirt.
He's got a very good line of merchandise since he turned heel. Pretty sure he's gonna enjoy those royalty checks in the next couple of weeks.
Listen, brother might get a new nose. I don't know. He got the teeth. He like, well, the royalty checks start rolling in. He's gonna start getting some more stuff done.
don't go overboard like some of the wrestlers on the.
Yes, please don't, Roman. We like your nose. Just fine.
Yeah, just, you know, the minimal upgrades. I mean, he could do, he might have to do like The Rock did and get the chest surgery or whatever, because
The Rock had chest surgery.
Yeah.
What? How do you have chest surgery?
I guess he got him to appear bigger or something, because you remember the time he was like only wearing
he got chest implants.
Either he tore his chest muscle or, yeah, he had like elective chest surgery.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, but if you think back, he used to wrestle with no shirt. Then there was that long period of time where he was wrestling with the shirt. And then when he came back, he wasn't wrestling with the shirt. And he was huge and he had the big tattoo on his arm.
Right.
So, yeah, in between that period right there, when he was wearing the shirt and when he came back with the big tattoo on his arm.
Rock out here getting pec implants. Dang, they don't have to breastfeed. Maybe that silicone gets in the way, right? I don't know. Never had implants. I didn't know. I did always. I was like, man, he's ripped, like shredded. Like, he's huge now. A lot bigger than he was when he was in WWE.
Right. Yeah, look at
that. Never thought about it.
Do you Google?
Chest implants, The Rock. That's what I'm going to Google and see what pops up.
Wow. At the end of the night, Heyman hands the title over to Reigns as Jay stands by his side. Jay holds Reigns' hands up with the title. Roman looks over again, very annoyed at Jay.
He's been annoyed since he's been back. It's me. I'm Roman. Annoyed every day. They're like, bro, you ain't gonna win on Sunday. I think it's cool, though, that they're giving Jay a little singles run instead of just pulling him off TV like they normally do with the Usos when one of them is hurt.
Yeah, definitely a breath of fresh air. And it's a very interesting story as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you never think that family would, unless they're brothers most of the time in wrestling, would, you know, wrestle each other. So, you know, when somebody is a cousin or something, that usually hardly ever winds up in a one-on-one singles match. So something new, a little bit of flavor.
Yeah. So when are we going to get Tamina versus the other one? What's Nia? I guess they said y'all got a little taste of it at Survivor Series 2018.
Right. I don't know. They could do it. Actually, what would be cool is if Paul could get all of them in one big group.
Have a stable.
Yeah. Like, and even have Naomi in there too. I don't know how Naomi would work as a heel, because I just, something about Naomi just says babyface to me at all times.
Yeah. I didn't, heel Naomi wasn't, no. I wasn't happy with that. And I think there are a lot of fans who are like, no.
Yeah. But if you could get the Usos, Roman, Tamina, and Nia in like a heel group, that would be a lot of fun.
Maybe that's who Retribution really is.
Retribution wish they had a line up that stack.
They would run the whole of WWE.
Yeah. Have you been watching Raw?
I watch highlights of Raw because I just don't have it in me these days to sit for 3 hours and watch Vince McMahon show.
How do you feel about Dominic Guerrero taking on Seth Rollins in a steel cage match? At least that's what's advertised. Now Vince could come in tomorrow and be like, oh, this stinks, and rip it all up. But
oh, so Eddie's kid is wrestling too now?
Yeah, he's actually pretty good.
Huh. So they just pulling people out of development, like, come on, you just gonna skip NXT and just go straight to the main roster.
As of right now, because of the story between, you know, Seth and Ray, and Ray being hurt. And all
this. And I remember, and Ray and Eddie were like best friends. So, yeah. Right. Yeah. It's all coming together.
Yeah, so him and Seth Rollins and Dominic are going to have a steel cage match on Monday.
All these Dominics.
It's Dominic Mysterio. I just call him Dominic Guerrero. It's the same guy.
Oh, see, you're had me thrown. I'm like, wait, what? Dominic Guerrero, Eddie got a son named Dominic?
Yeah.
Don, you are confusing me.
Yeah, he sure does. Rey Mysterio just be acting like he's the father out here, but he really the stepdad.
Wait, so is Dominic Mysterio and Dominic Guerrero?
No, they're the, I call them, his real name is Dominic Mysterio, but because of the storyline, I call him Dominic Guerrero from back in the day.
Oh, that's right. Okay. I remember. Okay, I remember the story now. Thank you. Okay. Now it's okay. So yeah, Eddie's son. All right, got it. I don't know. I feel like they running that one into the ground too. But again, the roster's thin. So
gotta do what they gotta do. I was, like I said earlier, I was extremely happy with seeing Cedric joined the Hurt Business, finally soaked up that game. What took you so long, young brother?
Right. I'm ready for them to add a lady to the Hurt Business. You think it'd be Binky?
I don't think she'd do the Street Profits like that.
You're right. Maybe it will be Naomi.
But no, in actuality, it would be Mia Yim, but Mia Yim is running around here with Retribution, so she's out.
No, she deserves better.
So I don't know who it would be, but yeah, they're definitely Cedric, not Cedric, but it was Shelton was like, yeah, he was looking for a
when they gonna reveal Retribution?
I don't know. They did something on Raw this week where they at least cut a promo. But they didn't like come out from underneath the
hood.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know when they're gonna do that, but eventually I guess it's going to happen.
Yeah, they should go ahead and just put Medium in her business.
That would be a lot of fun. She has a relationship with Cedric. I mean, not Cedric, but Shelton and MVP. Like when MVP used to have his podcast, she was on there with them, and they were just wilding out and joking on Shelton. So
no, that would be a good move.
Yeah, they got a lot of good chemistry together, but I don't know if it's going to happen.
Because Vince doesn't want us to have nice things. I know.
He tries his best to keep us down. Just
blame everything on Vince.
Tries his best to keep us down.
If the Bears lose today, I'm going to blame Vince.
You heard it here, folks. Very first loss of the season blamed on Vince McMahon.
Not the offensive coordinator, not Matt Nagy, not the offensive line. Not Mitch Trubisky. It's going to be Vince's fault.
All right. So, Ms. J to the Max. Oh, one more thing before I go. NXT. The Adam Cole, Finn Balor match. Did you happen to see it?
I'm a wee bit behind, but I do plan to watch it today in between the end of the Bears game and Sunday night football. Because, you know, there's that, like, that two-hour lull.
Right. Where
there's
no football. No spoilers.
Yeah.
No spoilers. All right. I'll hold off on asking you about what you thought. Glad I didn't say anything.
Okay, good. Right. I appreciate you.
So at this point, I'll turn it over to you for your shout outs and thank yous.
All right. Just want to shout out our dear friend, Miss Dee Dee Jonay, who will be celebrating her birthday this week coming up.
Bah, 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 bah.
Happy early birthday, my dear. Shout out to all of our WrestleCast family. I know I'm on a Twitter hiatus, but I am thinking about you all. And I'll be back soon. And thanks, Don, for having me.
No problem, Ms. Jade to the Max. Thank you for having enough time to come do this with me before the NFL games start today. So waking up early West Coast time as well. Thank you to Ms. Simi, Mr. Motet _ Reese for taking out the time to record NXT and Rawcast earlier this week. So please check both of those programs out on the CSPN at CSPN.us. You can also find us on the web. All you have to do is go to our website, CSPN.us, and also iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio. Just search for the WrestleCast dash the CSPN. Give a shout out to Anwar Starwin, all the WrestleBays. Happy birthday, early birthday to Miss Didi Jonet. Shout out to Greg and Sam, everybody who chats with us in SmackDown Matters, Miss Cammy D, Codlet Wren, everybody else who's in there. We definitely appreciate it. Check out The Push as well on the website. Shaolin Shogun, aka Sean, has a rant about Charlotte Flair. It's his favorite. So check that out as he goes off and drops some hot takes on why we owe Charlotte Flair an apology.
She owes us an apology.
So please continue to also listen to The Dark Match over on the Patreon page, patreon.com/CSPN. Me and Miss Simi, we review AEW All Out and AEW Dynamite. We also have some candid conversations. She gives her thoughts about what happened on SmackDown, also what happened on Raw. So please check out that extra content on the Patreon page. Again, that's patreon.com/CSPN Media. So for my co-host, Miss J to the Max, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente. Thank you for listening to SmackDown Matters. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
See y'all.
Everybody is asking how Sasha Banks is. Is Sasha feeling any better? When is Sasha going to be back? But nobody is asking how Bailey's doing. Nobody's asking how I feel. Do you think I enjoy doing that to my tag partner? Do you think it made me feel good to take this steel chair and destroy my best friend? Second of it. And now you brought me out here because everybody wants some answers, huh? Michael Cole wants to know why I did what I did, don't you, Michael, huh? You guys want answers? Well, actually, I'm full of questions right now. So, Sasha, I know that you're watching. Do you think I'm some sort of idiot? Do you think that I'm so naive after all these years, I didn't know what you were thinking all along? Seriously, after everything that we've been through, who knows you better than me? Nobody. You were waiting for the right time to strike. You kept me close. In my first break in WWE, you brought me in as your tag team partner just to keep me close enough, huh? When I had my first Raw Women's Championship match, you made sure to be right there and be a part of it because you needed me close. You followed me this year to Friday Night SmackDown, and when you saw me at the top of my game, you needed to become Two Belt Banks, didn't you? You pretended to be my best friend, but all along you were using me. And do you know how I know that? Using you. I never cared about you, and I damn sure didn't care about our friendship. I used you every single step of the way. And thanks to you, I became Two Belts Banks, huh? Two Belts Bailey, Bailey Dos Trap, the first ever Grand Slam Women's Champion. And thanks to you, I am the longest reigning SmackDown Women's Champion. After last week, you are completely useless to me.